It's time for Lawrenceville Indians football on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrence County sports leader. Lawrenceville Indians football brought to you this season by the Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku, Illinois, Wabash General Hospital, and People's State Bank. Follow Lawrenceville Indians football all season long here on Light 103 WAKO.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Ed Loeb Field, the site today of Lawrenceville Indian football, as the Lawrenceville Indians, with a record of 1-4, take on the KZ Westfield Warriors with a record of 2-3 in Little Illini Conference play. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Indian football coming your way for the second week in a row from Loeb Field as the Indians try to get back on the winning track. Indians lost last week here on this field, a tough loss to the Flora Wolves, and they'll try to get better and pick up their second win against the KZ Westfield Warriors. KZ comes in, as we mentioned, with a record of 2-3. They have wins over Newton and Flora. They beat Newton 21-12 and Flora 21-7. They have losses to Richland County 19-14, to Paris 45-14, and 20-0 to Robinson. So the Indians will face another league opponent here that's also trying to get to the 500 mark. Bill Richardson alongside. And Bill, the Indians really had a good chance to win last week, just made too many mistakes, and they're going to have to not make those mistakes this week if we're going to have a chance to win again.
Yeah, it's the same situation, Steve. You know, we're still down our quarterback. Brennan Winningham's not going to play again today, so it's going to be hard to find a way to put points on the scoreboard with the other Winningham, Blaine, playing quarterback when he would be much more beneficial to us as one of the conference's best receivers. But if the Indians can maybe put it in the end zone two or three times some way, somehow today, they got a chance to win this ball game.
Indians have been beset by injuries. We mentioned that Brendan Winningham is out for another week, but they are bolstered by the return of Damon Parkman.
Yeah.
He'll play here today. Parkman is an offensive and defensive player that the Indians can really use.
Yeah, he's one of our best offensive linemen. Probably our best linebacker. He's all over the field all the time. Sometimes they throw him in the backfield, let him carry it, and he still runs hard just like he always did. So getting him back's a good thing, and it's going to be interesting to see what he can do, what he can contribute here today.
This KZ Ball Club has the league's leading rusher in 5'10", 180-pound Storm Washburn. That's a great name for a running back, Storm Washburn. He leads the league in rushing, so the Indians are going to have to really buckle down against the run here today.
Yeah, Washburn comes in here, Steve. He's carried 101 times. Only Tyler Beard from Robinson's carried it more in the league, and Washburn does lead the league with 652 yards rushing. That's 6.5 yards a carry per average, and he scored 5 touchdowns. Throwing the ball, the Warriors are in the middle of the pack. Their quarterback, Aiden Brenton, has completed 42 of 76 passes, so that's closing in on 60%. He's got 465-yard passing with 3 touchdowns. He's been picked off 8 times, so maybe that's something the Indians can be aware of. Maybe they can add some interceptions to their total today.
They have a good mixture of run and pass, predominantly run. They do have a good receiver in Dawson DeLapp, who is a 5'11", 175-pounder. He's got 19 catches on the year, 218 yards and a touchdown. He's the main target. But they do have others, but mainly they're a run team, and they have Storm Washburn leading the way here in this contest. Sun-drenched field here at Ed Loeb Field today. A good crowd on hand, fans still filing in. Good to see the folks over across the way on the hillside under the tents tailgating for this contest. Indians again and the KZ Warriors. Of course, this is Saturday football. The Red Hill Salukis are playing. You can catch that game, if you so desire, on our sister station, the Legend, 99.3 FM and AM 910. I understand the Salukis were leading. That game's probably close to halftime over in Bridgeport. Salukis were leading at last check, 16-0. This is Saturday football. Last night in the LIC, there were some good games. Paris continues to roll right along. They crushed Marshall in that rivalry. 34-0 was the final there, Paris over Marshall. And it was Olney Richland County defeating Flora 33-14. Olney continues to ride the top of the league And in the most thrilling game of the night, it was Newton edging Robinson in that battle between those two rivals, 15-14 in overtime.
Yeah, 15-14, I understand. Newton won that game on a two-point conversion.
Yeah, right down to the wire. And those two teams, as we mentioned, are rivals. There were some other games around the area last night. Edwards County defeated Christopher Ziegler-Royalton 47-18. It was Fairfield over Hamilton County 40-0. And in Indiana play, it was Vincennes Lincoln a winner. As Vincennes Lincoln won their homecoming contest, defeating Washington at Inman Field last night by a score of 47-16. So Vincennes Lincoln now at 3-4 on the year. And North Knox lost to Linton Stockton, who's always really good in football. Linton Stockton defeating the North Knox Warriors 28-13. Indians are in the second half of the year. They play here. This is the next to the last home game. They'll host the Red Hill Salukis in a couple of weeks here in the battle between the Lawrence County rivalries. But the next two out of three of the next Indian games are on the road. They'll play at conference foe Robinson next week. Salukis here the week after that. Then the Indians close up the regular season on the road with a non-conference game at Trenton Westland. That, too, will be another Saturday contest. It's the Lawrenceville Indians and the KZ Westfield Warriors here from Ed Loeb Field. I had a chance to talk over things with head coach Travis Ryder. We'll hear from the Indian head coach coming up after this. By the way, this is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We'll hear from the head coach after this from Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Well, the Lawrenceville Indians at home this afternoon. Homecoming 2019, they take on the KZ Westfield Warriors. We talk it over with head coach prior to the game. And coach, just reflect on last week a little bit.
You know, we did some good things last week. You know, we ran the ball really well. But once again, the little things got us. You know, we turned the ball over. We had some problems with the quarterback center exchange, new quarterback under center that week. And we had way too many penalties. But, you know, overall, I thought we played pretty well. And hopefully we can get that stuff cleaned up and get a W today.
You know, the good thing about that, Coach, is that stuff is all correctable.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about it all season long. You know, we're getting better each week. And, you know, we got to clean up a few mistakes, but we're really close to getting over the top.
What have you guys improved on as you've seen over the course of these few games here as we near the midpoint of the season?
You know, just little things. You know, we're blocking and tackling. We're tackling a lot better than what we were early in the season. You know, for the most part, the kids are getting the right blocks. It's just, you know, hands getting outside, getting holding penalties. That's kind of bit us the last couple of weeks. And the turnovers, that's been the big thing. You know, we've got to continue to work on that. And that's something that Blaine has done a really good job of this week in practice on working with him and Logan. And hopefully we don't have those issues today.
Another long week, Saturday game. What did you use the extra day for this week?
To get healthy. That's the big thing. You know, we've had so many injuries the last few weeks, and, you know, we're getting closer to getting everybody back, and, you know, I'm really excited about that. You know, Damon will play today. We weren't sure whether or not he would, and, you know, he brings another added element to our offense and our defense.
How does that protocol work? Do you have to go? You have to go through certain protocols to get back in the lineup, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. IHSA has a return to play protocol, and you know our trainer handles all that stuff, and she does a really good job with that. And we follow that, whatever they put out, and you know he's good to go, so he'll get a chance to play today.
Well, you've got Casey coming in here. Casey used to be the powerhouse of this league. They slipped a little bit, but now they're coming back.
Yeah. Coach Bonner's done a really good job. They've got a good ball club up there. You know, they're big up front. They're physical. They run the ball well. The quarterback's a young kid, but he throws it really well. And they've got some receivers on the outside. They'll be a tough game today.
So you guys have got to be able to handle all those sorts of things that they throw at you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've worked all week long in practice on being ready to try and stop their power run game and also be able to contain them on the outside because they can throw the ball well.
How much time do you spend on the opponents compared to your work?
Oh, a lot. You know, we start off usually on Saturday mornings I do, and I start getting the scouting reports ready. And on average, you know, we're probably watching myself probably 20 to 30 hours of film per week. And then the kids get ready and stuff like that. So, yeah, we spend a ton on the opponents.
And a lot of coaches like to work on their own stuff. You probably spend a lot of time on that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, when we've got a new quarterback. You know, Blaine came in two games ago when Brennan got hurt. And so we've done a lot of stuff to what his strengths are, because him and Brennan are different type of players. You know, they both bring different things to the table. They're both very good quarterbacks. And, you know, so we had to change things a little bit when Blaine took over. But, he's getting better each week, and I think he's going to do very well.
What do you ask your quarterback to do in your offense?
Well, it varies. You know, and with Blaine's more of a run-first quarterback, where Brennan's probably more of a throw-first quarterback. You know, so depending on who we're playing, we look and try and pick out something that we think that we can be successful with, and we really focus on that during the week of practice.
You mentioned your health. You got an extra day. How are some of the banged-up guys doing?
Well, like I said before, we're going to get Damon back, and the other ones are getting close. We'll see what happens. You know, hopefully Brennan's back next week. We'll see if we can get him there and get everybody back healthy.
Good luck.
All right, thank you very much.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football here on Light 103, the Indians and the KZ Westfield Warriors, the annual homecoming contest. Glad you're with us. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Stay tuned. We'll have the kickoff coming up momentarily. It's the Lawrenceville Indians and the KZ Westfield Warriors. You're listening to Indian football on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
You're listening to five decades of light, refreshing music from all your favorite artists. This is WAKO-FM Lawrenceville, Vincennes, Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. The Indians are dressed in camouflage uniforms this afternoon in honor of the National Guard. They are camouflage uniforms with blue numerals. Indians have the red helmets on with the letter L with the arrow through it on the side and white pants. KZ dressed in the white traveling uniforms with purple and yellow trim. And with the white helmets, Casey will kick off to start this game. Two men back, three men back deep for the Indians to receive this kickoff. Glad you're with us. Homecoming football 2019. A line drive kick taken. Well, it goes into the end zone and out of the end zone for a touchback. So the Indians will go first and 10 from their own 20 here to start this game. Lawrenceville Indian football brought your way by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. And by Leggett Lumber, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. So the Indians with the ball first of all here on this sun-splattered afternoon. A perfect day for football. The breeze is coming from the east. As we view it here, the Indians, by the way, going from my left to my right here at low field as we view it from the press box. Here come the Tribe up to the line of scrimmage. Brennan Winningham, or Blaine Winningham, I should say, is at the quarterback. Brennan Winningham out. Sends a single man split to the left side. The other end is in tight. And a give off the left side, a counter play, and not much there as Casey is able to knock down the ball carry, in fact, for a loss.
That was Parkman on the carry.
Damon Parkman in the backfield. Good to see him back. 6 foot, 180-pound senior. Wearing number one here this afternoon. And he lost a yard, so it'll be second down and 11 from the 19. Their own 19 for the Indians. Just underway here. 11:30 to go in the opening quarter. Single man split to the left side. Other end in tight. Split backfield. And Blaine Winningham up under center. Now a man in motion to the left side. And they give off to the left side. And Casey waiting on the Indian run. And another loss. Looks like another yard loss. It'll be third down and 12 now. So the running game, counter game for the Indians not working here at the outset as the Warriors, who are big up front, have stymied the Indians. Big number 66 out there for the Warriors. Skylar Toole on the carry there for the Indians. Now spread formation in split left and right to the right. Single man to the left. Casey shows blitz. Winningham wants to throw in the pocket. Throws across the middle. Incomplete. Incomplete intended for Toole, but incomplete. So it'll be fourth down, and the Indians will punt. So the Casey defense stout here in the early going. The Indians will have to punt from deep in their own territory. Jordan Jones back to kick it away for the Indians. And Casey with a single man back at about his own 40-yard line to receive this kick from Jones. Here's a low snap, but he gathers it in and gets the kick away. The kick is going to take an Indian bounce, head into Casey territory. Indians will down it at the 36. And the Warriors will go first and 10 from their own 36, their first offensive possession here today. So the Warriors come out on to the field, led by quarterback Aiden Brenton. He's a 5'9", 160-pound sophomore, number 12. Storm Washburn in the backfield with him, the conference's leading rusher. And up the line of scrimmage they come. Ends in tight. And three backs in the backfield, and a give to Washburn right on cue. And he is forward for about a couple of yards. 3 yards, as a matter of fact. Well, actually more like four, and it'll be second down and 6. Storm Washburn, 5'10", 180-pound senior for Casey. He gets to the 40-yard line, so pick up three. It'll be second down and 7. Man split to the left side. In fact, the quarterback under center. Now they give to Washburn again. He bounces off one player, and the Indians gang tackle him after about a yard or two gain. It'll be third down and a long 4. Just across the 40-yard line to the 42. Third down and 4. So the Indian defense will be put to the test here, trying to stop this high-powered KZ Warrior running game led by, again, Storm Washburn. 2 men split to the left side, 2 split to the right. Spread formation now. And Washburn is offset. They throw to the side. The pass is incomplete and almost intercepted there. Pass was intended for Thoris DePina, 5'10", 170-pound sophomore, but off his hands. And, in fact, an Indian player was very, very close to maybe stepping in there and picking it off. As it is, it's an incomplete pass, fourth down, and Casey will kick. So both teams' offenses do not move the ball in their first possessions. Indians will send Winningham back there, Blaine Winningham, and also looks like it's Parkman back there, I do believe. Here's a high boot, and it stays away from the Indian receiver. That's Scott O'Toole back there. I stand corrected. And the ball is down by Casey inside the 20. In fact, inside the 15-yard line, about the 13, so the Indians will be, again, deep in their own territory. First and 10 at the 13. 8:57 to go here in the opening quarter. No score here from Ed Lope Field. Indian homecoming, 2019. Casey has been dominant in the series recently. In fact, they've dominated the series since the Indians got into the league. It was one memorable win, though, for the Indians.
Indeed.
Back at a few years ago.
28-25, I believe.
Something like that, yeah. Spread formation. Lane Winningham wants to give it off. He does. Up the middle to Parkman, and he's wrapped up after maybe a yard gain by that solid front. The white-clad Casey Westfield Warriors, white, purple, and gold. And 1 yard gain for Parkman, second down and 9 for the Indians from their own 14-yard line. Wayne Winningham getting the play on the sideline from Indian head coach Travis Ryder. Sends a man split to the left side, two split to the right, spread formation, back offset to the left. Casey is showing blitz. Up the middle goes the running back, and not much there for the Tribe as the Indians gang tackled, or the runners gang tackled by a host of Warriors.
I think there might have been 9 of the Warriors in on that tackle.
They were. A lot of them there. So it'll be third down and 1. That was Beeman, Christian Beeman, his first carry of the day for the Indians. Beeman, 5'11", 220-pound senior, the Indians' leading ball carrier, number 31. Number's a little hard to see on those camouflage uniforms. Spread formation now. Winningham wanting to throw. Under pressure. Gets away. Scrambles around. Away from another one. Throws. The pass is caught out in the flats by Parkman. He's up the sidelines. First down for the Indians. 35. And knocked out of bounds. Across the way over there.
Sometimes the broken play is the best play, Steve. Winningham scrambled around back there. Couldn't get anything going. Parkman was over there in the flats all by himself and ended up running for probably about 30 yards.
So nice catch there by Parkman for the Indians to save him, and they've got good yardage. In fact, first down at the 37-yard line.
23-yard gain.
First and 10 for the Indians from the 27. The first down of the day for the Tribe. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Man split to the left side, two split to the right. Backs offset left and right, spread formation. Winningham now in the pocket, wanting to throw. Throws out in the flats, it's incomplete. Had a man open out there, but not enough time to set his feet and get it to him as he was under pressure from the get-go, and it's incomplete. Second and 10 for the Tribe. Stops the clock with 7:13 to go here in the opening quarter. No score here at Ed Lope Field. Again, Indians here against Casey today on the road to Robinson next week to Crosby Field. 2 men split to the left side, single man, well, 2 men split to the right, spread formation, back offset. Here's a give up the middle to the running back, burrowing forward. If that's Beeman, he's across the 40, still the pile moving, close to the 45-yard line. And now the Casey says the ball came loose, but I think the ball carrier was down, no indication by the official. So it'll be third down and a makeable 3 for the Indians.
Yeah, give Beeman 7 on that carry. He's now carried it twice for 7 yards. the Indians with 30 yards in total offense here midway through the opening period. Casey has six.
Spread formation. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side. And here is Winningham keeping himself, trying to go up the middle and diving forward. Might have the first down. He's across the 45, close to the 47-yard line. It's a first down for the Indians. First and 10 for the Indians, just short of midfield. 49-yard line, first and 10. 6:07 to go, and the clock moving here in the opening quarter of play. No score. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Beeman offset to the right side of the Indian quarterback in the spread formation. Now a man in motion is Parkman, and we have a flag on the play.
Here we go, Steve. You know, every time it seems like the Indians get a good drive going, there'll be a penalty that'll set them back. And unfortunately, sometimes with this offense, 15 yards is too much to try and pick up.
Indeed. It's been a persistent problem all season long.
It's going to be first and 15 now at the 44.
Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side of Winningham. That's Beeman. Lane in the shotgun. Gives off to Beeman up the middle. He burrows forward for about 3 or 4 yards across the 45 to about the 47-yard line. It'll be second down and 12. Yeah, this is the offense just not predicated to long yardage situations. Basically a running team, and when you have to pass in those long down situations, it's tough. Let's see what the Indians come up with here on this second down play. 5:02 to go in the first quarter. No score. Indians near midfield. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side. Winningham in the spread formation throws quickly out, and the pass is caught. Caught 50-yard line, 45. Caught out there by the receiver. And let's see who that is. That's Blaine Winningham out there making that catch. The Indians may have shifted quarterback, Bill.
Brandon's in.
And it looked like him. Here is a pass thrown to the side. Pass is caught. Caught for a first down, a slant pass to near the 42-yard line. It's a first down. It is
Brandon Winningham.
Certainly is. Number 11, the 5'11", 190-pound sophomore. Thought he was going to be out this week, but he is in there. So the Indians.
Who caught that one?
Jones.
Jordan Jones with the catch on that pass play. First down and 10 for the Indians at the 40-yard line. The KZ-40. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation. And Winningham wants to throw, looks, now scrambles, left side, throws long, and the pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Warriors, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, and out of bounds, knocked out of bounds, is number 14. That's Dawson DeLapp. DeLapp picking that ball off. The ball was underthrown on the sidelines to try to long throw downfield, and so the Indians turn it over on the interception. First and 10 for Casey right at midfield. Well, at the 45-yard line, I stand corrected. At the 45, they knocked him out. So first and 10 for the Warriors at their own 45-yard line. At 3:39 to go here in the opening quarter. Casey at the offense. They give off to Washburn. He's wrapped up after a gain off the left side of about 2 yards. A yards gain there for Storm Washburn. Again, a 5'10", 180-pound senior, the Elite Conference's leading rusher. Cut a hard-earned yard. It'll be second down and 9. Second and 9 for the Warriors at their own 46-yard line. 3:08 to go here in the opening period. Single man split to the right side, other end in tight. Back now in motion to the left side. And here's a give up the middle. And back to midfield and into Indian territory. It's number Nate Foudy, the carrier there, number 34, 5'11", 180-pound senior for the Warriors. He picked up about 6 yards. It'll be third down and about three. See if the Indian defense can come up with a stop here as the Warriors have moved into Tribe territory just across the 50. Man in motion to the right side. Here's a give up the middle to Washburn. Lowers his head, bounds forward, spins, might be short of the first down by a yard or two. And in there for the Indians, Braden Sherman, the 5'11", 230-pound junior, number 52, making the stop. He's short, fourth down, fourth and two. Fourth down and two for the Warriors, and the offense stays out there, so they're going to go for it. Four down territory for the Warriors. They figure they can get these 2 yards. So up to the line of scrimmage they come. This time, Brenton is under center. Now rolls, wants to throw. Pass is caught. Caught for a first down to the 40-yard line. Out there to number 21, Jackson Hills. Hills is a 6'3", 190-pound sophomore. Little rollout pass there, Bill, and a nice reception. Little pitch and catch there for the first down. A nice safe pass.
First down of the game for Casey.
First and 10 for the Warriors from the Indian 40-yard line. 1:22 to go here in this fast-moving first quarter of play. No score. Casey on the march after the interception. Time I formation in the backfield. And here we have flags flying on the play. Illegal procedure against the Warriors.
Their first penalty. Both teams now penalized one time for 5 yards.
So ball back to the 45-yard line. It'll be first and 15 for the Warriors from there. The Indian 45. Less than a minute to go by the time they snap this ball to go in this first quarter of play. Scoreless here on Homecoming 2019. Two men split to the left, single man to the right. Spread formation. Here is the quarterback keeping himself. That is A.J. Stepina in there, number 16. Stepina with the carry. A little wildcat action there for the Warriors. 6 foot, 180-pound senior, Stepina. Number 16 taking the direct snap and running it right up the middle. It'll be second down and about 12 for the Warriors at the 42, the Indian 42 with 21 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Pitch to the left side to Washburn, trying to sweep outside, and they grab him from behind and bring him down. As Washburn brought down there on a good tackle by the Tribe, Jordan Jones, number 35, the 6'1", 180-pound senior, making the stop. No gain there. Well, we had a penalty, personal foul, horse collar.
I wondered about that, Steve. It looked like he brought him down with the horse collar. I didn't see the flag go down, but not surprised to see that later.
That's a tough break for the Indians. They had him stop there, but a horse collar tackle gives Casey a first down as they mark the ball inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. First and 10 for the Warriors at the Indian 27. The clock moving with 12 seconds to go here in this first quarter. They don't have to run a play if they don't want to, but Casey will. Here's a fake now, and the quarterback is hit, and ball knocked away, and it's going to be scrambled. And the Casey Warriors recover it, number 54. Jacob Self able to jump on that ball. That ball was loose as quarterback Aiden Brenton was under pressure, lost the football, but Casey gets it back.
Yeah, but a 20-yard loss.
That's the end of the first quarter here on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville nothing, and Casey nothing. Back in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Ready to jump? This is going to be amazing!
Just one sec, I'm paying some bills.
What?
Yeah, with my bank, I can transfer funds, even deposit checks, anytime, anywhere.
But we're gaining altitude to skydive.
I know, cool, huh? I can even set up text alerts.
Alerts like the door to the aircraft opening?
No, better. Alerts for paying bills and whatnot.
Oh, he's banking in the sky.
Casey State Bank. It's mobily awesome. Visit caseystatebank.com. Enjoy the less fee, time-saving, better way to bank. Casey State Bank. Your community. Your bank. Member FDIC.
Back here at Antelope Field, Casey with a pass play to the outside and catching the ball there is Colin Branson, number 22, 5'11", 170-pound junior. Will pass out in the flats to him. He tries to work his way to the middle, and it'll be third down and long. We're just underway here in the second quarter. He got to the 41, the Indian 41, where it'll be third down and long. Again, that loose ball setting KZ back, and now they got third down and long here. 11:25 to go here in the second quarter. Single man split to the left side, to the right. Here is quarterback Brenton wanting to throw. Throws left side. The pass is incomplete. Incomplete out there, intended for DeLapp, Dawson DeLapp. He got his feet tangled up with the Indian defender back there. And it'll be fourth down, and the Warriors will punt it away.
Warriors are wanting pass interference.
There was some contact there, but the official deemed it incidental. So Casey will kick it away. Back there to kick. Austin Schumacher.
Got off a 45-yarder the first time.
Two men back deep for the Indians. Here's the kick. They kick away. And the ball's headed for the sidelines. Takes a Casey bounce inside the 15, inside the 10. And it'll be down by the Indians inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. First and 10 for the Indians at the 9. Their own 9-yard line. Just underway again here in the second quarter. 11:02 to go. Nothing. Indian football brought your way by KZ State Bank, your community bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. They have high quality and effective health care for you. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us on this Saturday afternoon. Indian football. Homecoming 2019. By the way, congratulations to Blaine Winningham, who was selected as the homecoming king. Macy Bowsley, the homecoming queen yesterday. Here's a pitch to the outside to Parkman, trying to look for running room. He's wrapped up now, sticks his head in there, and he gets maybe a yard. No, he lost yardage. He lost a yard. Back to the 8-yard line. So it'll be second down and 11. Casey doing a good job, Bill, of stopping the Indian rush to the outside.
Well, that was Parkman's third carry. He's got a total of negative 2 yards, and the Indians have 20 yards rushing as a team.
Second down and long for the Indians at their own 9-yard line. 10-21, I should say, to go here in the second quarter play. Casey with a three-man front, two defensive ends. Here is Winningham throwing, and the pass is incomplete to the outside. Incomplete pass. And so it'll be third down and long for the Tribe. Brendan Winningham checking into the game now. Didn't think he was going to play this week, Bill.
No, I didn't think he was going to either. That's a big surprise. That's a big boost to get him back.
So they've moved Blaine to the outside at the wide receiver. And he splits out to the left side. Two men split to the left. Two split to the right. Spread formation. Back offset to the left side of Brendan Winningham in there. Wants to throw. Has some time. Now he does not. And down he goes. Inside the 5-yard line. Down at about the 1. Boy, the pocket really collapsed. He had some time initially, then the pocket collapsed, and down he went. In fact, his helmet popped off. It'll be fourth down. The Indians will have to kick it away. So the Indians went backwards on that drive, and they'll have to kick from the end zone. And Casey will get good field position here. In fact, the Casey return man is at his own 40 at the Indian 40-yard line to get this kick from Jordan Jones, who is right back at the back of the end zone. Here's the snap to him. It's a good one. Kick is away. A booming kick over the head and into Casey territory. Taken at the 40-yard line to the 45, to the 50, 45, 40, 35. And the ball is still on his feet. And he heads to the middle and now is rammed down by Christian Beeman at about the 35-yard line. But Casey with good field position to start this drive. And there's a flag on the field. Wait and see what that is. Man, that was a heck of a punt by Jones where he was.
53-yard punt.
And a run back, a good run back, but that's going to be wiped out, looks like, as the officials calling claim over there to decide where the spot of the foul was.
I think there might be two fouls on the play. The referee on the sideline threw his hat off, indicating something, and then there was a flag in the middle of the field.
And they're going to conclave and figure it out. The clock stopped, 9:37 to go here in the second quarter play. No score here as the officials get this sorted out. Indian football here on Light 103 brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. A Dobson deal is a better deal. And by Best Way Express, they're now hiring CDL drivers, Best Way Express. So they're going to walk it off against the Warriors. They're going to have the ball inside their own territory when it's all sorted out here. Very close to midfield. Now they're going to mark it off from close to midfield into Casey territory. All the way back to the 42-yard line. That's the Warriors will have it first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Again, a heck of a punt by Jordan Jones. And then the block in the back is one of those fouls taken by the Indians. So the Warrior offense out on the field led by Aiden Brenton, the quarterback. Man in motion is Brenton giving off to Washburn off the left side. He's wrapped up for maybe a yard gain. Christian Beeman in there on the stop. Actually, that's Braden Sherman. Braden Sherman in there for the Tribe.
Another guy's been banged up all season but fought through the injuries, and he's played pretty well all year.
Sure has. 5'11", 235-pound junior, Braden Sherman. Second down, he picked up a yard. Second and 9 for the Warriors. 9:07 to go here in the second quarter of play. Casey at their 43-yard line. Man in motion to the right side. We have a flag. Flags fly. And illegal procedure against the Warriors.
So Casey's racking up the penalty yards, Steve. I've got him 4 penalties now for 35.
They'll be marked back inside the 40 to the 38. Second and 14 from the 38 with 8:40 to go here in the second quarter. Scoreless here at Loeb Field. Trips to the right side. Single man to the left. Pass out in the flat is caught. Nope, incomplete. Incomplete. As the reception was not made out there. Pass intended for Jackson Hills. The 190-pound sophomore, 6'3 sophomore, tight end. It'll be third down and long for the Warriors. Third and long. Indian defense come up with a stop here and try to get some good field position back. Force a Casey kick. Two men split to the, trips to the left side. Single man to the right side. Back offset. Spread formation. And Brenton back to throw. Throws and the pass is incomplete.
Intercepted.
Intercepted by Parkman. Yes, sir. He stepped right in there and intercepted. Damon Parkman with the pick. Nice play there by Parkman, and the Indians take over first and 10 at the 49-yard line. We stepped right in there smartly and picked it right off. So the Indians have it at the 49, their own 49-yard line, thanks to the pick. Both teams now with picks here in this first half. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right, back offset, Beeman to the left side. Blaine Winningham in there at the quarterback, give up to Beeman. Beeman is through, and he rumbles forward across midfield into to KZ territory and knocked down at about the 46-yard line. Picked up about 5 yards, they'll call it. So it's second down and 5 for the Indians at the KZ 46-yard line. 8 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Scoreless contest here between these two Little Illini Conference foes. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side, spread formation. Winningham bobbles the snap, throws to the side, passes to low, and led Parkman too much out there. He was open, just led him too much and threw it too low. So it'll be second down and 10 for the Indians. Third down. I stand correct. I think I said second down. Third down. Third and 5.
The Indians hoping for their fourth first down in this ball game. Neither team's really moved the ball too much. Casey has a couple of first downs. One of those was by penalty.
Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation. Blaine Winningham at the quarterback. Wants to throw, has time, throws to the side. The pass is deflected, and now we have flags flying. Looks like it'll be some interference there. Ball was deflected. If I was Casey, I'd argue that a little bit.
Well, the way the Indians are reacting, it is on Casey, but I'm not so sure.
That was a poorly thrown ball or was deflected because it wobbled out there. And as it is, it's first down. They're going to call pass interference against the Warriors, and they'll mark off the yardage to the 31, KZ 31, and it'll be first down for the Indians from there. Two men split to the left, trips to the right side, empty backfield. Now Winningham wanting to throw. Has not have no time now as he's sacked. He had some time, looked to the right side, and then the wall caved in on him, the wall of KZ Warriors. Sack all the way back to the 37-yard line. Second down and long, 7:10 to go here in the second quarter play. Still no score here at Loeb Field. Indians trying to benefit from a pass interference call. Two men split to the left. Two split to the right. A single man to the left, I should say. Two backs in the backfield with Blaine Winningham. Wants to throw. Throws. Pass is caught. Caught for a first down inside the 30. And, well, not quite for a first down. Across the 30-yard line to about the 28. And I think that was Beeman on the catch. Can't really make that number out from that far away. That was Beeman. That was Christian Beeman, number 31, making the catch. But it makes a more manageable third down and about 7, let's call it. Third and about 6. 6:10 to go here in the second quarter. Now Winningham under center this time. And wants to throw, has time, throws long down the side, a high arcing throw, well out of bounds. Incomplete pass. Got off a poor throw to the outside, sailed out of bounds harmlessly. So it'll be fourth down for the Indians, 4th and 6. Ball on the KZ 27-yard line, 4-down territory for the Tribe here as they'll go for it with this field position that they have. Single man split to the left side, trips to the right. Back offset to the left side, spread formation. Brendan Winningham in there, throws, and the pass is through the hands and incomplete. Fourth down play. So Casey takes over on downs.
Okay, so Steve, both teams have had the ball four times. The Indians on their four possessions have been punt, interception, punt, turn it over on downs. Casey has been punt, punt, and interception. This is Casey's fourth time with the ball.
Warriors have it, first and 10 in their own territory at the 27, their own 27, with 5:55 to go here in the second quarter play. Scoreless here at Loeb Field. Single man split to the left. High formation in the backfield. Now a man in motion to the right. Then we have a flag on the play. Illegal procedure against the Warriors. Third or fourth time they've had that happen in this first half. Cannot be pleasing to their head coach,
six penalties,
Jay Bonner.
Six penalties, 55 yards.
Jay Bonner is the head coach of the KZ Warriors. Warriors once the standard bearer in the Little Illini Conference. Falling on hard times over the last few years, but they're on their way back under Coach Bonner. And they have a record of 2-3 trying to get to the 500 mark here. Now we have a timeout wanted by KZ. From the Toyota Bushuku press box, timeout on the field, an Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. It is Lawrenceville nothing, KZ nothing. This is Indian football on Light 103.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Amberall Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Amberall Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmberallFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Amberall Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Indian football on Light 103 WAKO, brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and also by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, their family serving your family in a time of need. So first and 15 for the Warriors, ball marked now at the 22-yard line. Their own 22, 5:55 to go, second quarter. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, spread formation. And here's a pass to the outside, caught. Caught by the receiver. He's free to the 35-yard line, but a flag on the play. That was a catch made there by Colin Branson.
It's going to come back, though, Steve. The Warriors were called for holding. They're their own worst enemy today.
Yes, indeed. Good play there to Branson. He's a 5'11", 170-pound junior, number 22, but that's wiped out by the penalty. So it'll be first down and even longer for the Warriors as they mark the ball back inside the 15. Looks like at about the 12-yard line. So first down and 25 from the 12 for the Warriors.
Great time for a turnover, wouldn't it?
Indeed. Man split to the left side. Two men trips to the right side. Here is the quarterback wanting to throw. Pass is thrown, and it's in. Oh, it's off of a receiver, and it's caught. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Touchdown, Warriors. Thor Stepina able to catch that ball. I thought sure the Indian defensive back was going to knock that down or intercept it. As it was, Stepina was able to come up with it and go in for the touchdown. How about that?
Incredible. I've not seen a play like that in a long, long time. The ball should have been intercepted or knocked down, and it just ricocheted right to him, and there was nobody going to catch him.
Stepina able to gather it in, a deflected ball, and go in for the touchdown. And Casey has struck here. Extra point kick coming up with 5:46 to go, second quarter. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. Cooked by Austin Schumacher. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box, score now reads KZ 7, Lawrenceville nothing. 5:46 to go This in the second quarter. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Juco Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Here's the KZ kickoff taken at about the 7-yard line. Here's a give to Parkman. He's across the 20 to about the 22-yard line, and the Indians will go first and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Stunning development here. Long pass play. It looked like things were going the Indians' way. First down and long, and they score on a deflected pass reception for a touchdown. 88 yards, you say, Bill?
88 yards. Hit him right in stride.
Indian has defenders there. They just did not make the play. And Casey escapes and scores. So they have the lead here. See how the Indians respond with 5:40 to go here in the second quarter. Spread formation. And looks like Brendan Winningham, nope, that's Lane in there. Gives up to Beeman. Beeman running hard. He's to the 30, 35, 40, across the 40. And to the close to the 45-yard line. Best run of the day for the Indians. Christian Beeman, he got a head of steam up that time and was dragging tacklers with him across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. Big run there by Beeman. That's the way you respond, with a solid run on first down. First and 10 for the Indians at their own 44-yard line. 5:23 to go here in the second quarter. 7-0 Casey. Winningham under center. Keeps it himself. Now he's dragged down from behind for no gain. In there for the Warriors, Layden Dunifan, 6'1", 210-pound defensive lineman, making the stop. No gain. Second down and 10. So Blaine Winningham is at the quarterback. We've seen Brennan here in this first half of play. Backs in the backfield, Parkman and Beeman. Lane Winningham up under center on this formation. And here's a give off to the running back. That's Parkman. Loses the football, and Casey has it. The ball stripped away, and Casey has it at the 45-yard line. Parkman was struggling for yardage, and the ball popped loose. And Casey has a turnover, and all of a sudden, all the momentum is on the side of the visitors, the Warriors, as they've scored here, and now on the defensive series after the score, they come up with a turnover, first and 10 at the 45 at the Indian 45-yard line, and a chance to add on to the 7-0 lead. Can't let the snowball, Bill. Got to buckle down and come up with some play, make a play somehow, some way.
Casey has all the momentum right now.
Certainly do. Two split to the left, single man to the right, spread formation. Here is the quarterback throwing, and the pass is incomplete. That was Stepina again in the Wildcat. A.J. Stepina, we've seen him out of the Wildcat here in this first half. That time he threw and had a receiver open, but the ball was dropped. So second down and 10 from the 45. Warriors on top, 7-0. 4:26 to go here in the second quarter play at Ed Loeb Field. Up the line they come, send a single man to the left side, two split to the right. Back in there is Stepina, still in that spread formation, and we have a flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
Yes, illegal procedure against the Warriors.
That's eight penalties now, 70 yards.
Back to midfield is where they'll mark it. It'll be second down and 15 from there. So look like Jason Tapina's in there, a quarterback for good. He's still in there. Sends a man split to the left, two men split to the right. Back offset. Here's a give to, well, he keeps it himself, Tapina does. He's across the midfield marker, Indian in territory, and down at about the 40-yard line. Good running play there. The Wildcat, A.J. Tapina. So Aiden Brenton had started at quarterback, but he has been shelved here, and they've gone with Tapina. Third down and about three. The Indian 39-yard line. Tapina, big guy. 6 foot, 180-pound senior. He's in the spread formation. Two split to the right side. Single man to the left. Backed offset to the right side. Here's Tapina keeping it himself. He has a first down. He's to the 32-yard line of the Indians at a first down run. So they're faking to Washburn, using him as a decoy, and Stapina's keeping it himself, and he's starting to gash some yards in the Indian defense as Abbott first down at the Indian 31. Clock moving toward the half, 3:25 to go, 7-0, KZ on top, 88-yard touchdown pass by the Warriors in this first half, and they're trying to add to it here. Again, the spread formation, Wildcat. Here is Stapina. This time he is hit and knocked down. In there for the Indians is Sherman. Braden Sherman playing a heck of a game on defense. That time he was not fooled. He sacked him for a loss of about eight. It'll be second down and long, all the way back to the 38-yard line. Second and 17 from there. The Indians need is defense to get a little spark here. Two split to the left and single man to the right. Stapina is still in there in the Wildcat. Here's a snap to him, keeps it himself. Up the middle he goes, and he's dropped for a short gain of a couple. And Indians making the stop there. Bryce Bedwell on the stop, the 6 foot, 190-pound sophomore for the Tribe. It'll be third down and long. Now Stapina out of the game, and into the game comes Aiden Brenton.
So they must have just been trying to switch things up a little bit. And
yeah.
Worked pretty well for him.
Trips to the left side, single man to the right, back offset. Brenton at the quarterback, wants to throw, has time, throws, passes, caught out in the flat and near the 32-yard line, and the Indians make the stop out there. Skyler Toole made a sure tackle out there. Sets up fourth down at about 12. Toole, a 5'9", 160-pound senior. Number 14 for the Tribe. So it'll be fourth down. Four down territory for the Warriors. And they're going to punt. I'm surprised at this. The 7-0 lead. They're going to kick. Two men back for the Indians at about the 10. Here's the kick. It's away, an angle kick. Heads toward the side into the wind. Takes a Indian bounce down at about the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Indians. We'll call it the 16 at their own 16. 52 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. KZ on top, 7-0. Surprised by that, Bill, that they punted?
I don't know. I think they would have liked to pin the Indians down a little bit deeper. I don't think they wanted to turn the ball over and give Lawrenceville good field position. Maybe they feel like they can continue the 7-0 lead, you know, like confidence in the defense, that kind of thing.
Casey had two timeouts left. Well, maybe they wanted to do. They are confident in their defense. Spread formation for the Indians. Brendan Winningham in there at the quarterback now, scrambling to the right side, keeps it himself. He's to the 20 and gets out of bounds across the 20-yard line near the 23. And he's short of a first down. Got out of bounds to stop the clock, picked up about 8 yards. It'll be second down and two. 45.9 seconds to go here in the second quarter of play. So Brendan Winningham playing this week. The 5'11", 190-pound sophomore, number 11. He's in there at the quarterback, back offset to his left side. Trips to the right side, Winningham rolling that way, wanting to throw. The pass is caught by Parkman. He's to the 30-yard line, a first down, and still on his feet and knocked out of bounds across the way. It'll be a first down, so the Indians move the sticks as they're at the 31-yard line, their own 31, with 37.4 seconds to go here in this first half of play. Timeout on the field by the Indians. From the Toyota Bushuku press box on the People's State Bank scoreboard, it's 7-0 Indians, but we have an Amball Federal Credit Union timeout. Timeout, 7-0 Casey. This is Indian football, Light 103.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Back here at Ed Loeb Field from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Indian football brought your way by People's State Bank. Ask about their student checking accounts. And by Toyota Bushuku, Illinois. Apply to join the Toyota Bushuku team today. First and 10 for the Indians from their own 31-yard line. 37.4 seconds to left. The Indians have one timeout. Two timeouts left, I stand corrected. Here's Brendan Winningham wanting to throw under pressure. Rolls out, escapes. He's to the 35, to the 40. Out of bounds, first down. Out of bounds near the sidelines. First and 10 for the Indians at their own 43-yard line. With 30.2 seconds to go here in the quarter. So Winningham having to bail out after the pressure came from the middle. And he was able to run for a first down at the 44, his own 44, preserving the two timeouts. Now timeout wanted by Casey. Casey timeout. An Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. We'll take a break here. It is Casey 7, Lawrenceville nothing. Listening to Indian football on Light 103.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Back here at Loeb Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. Indians near midfield. They're at their own 44-yard line, first and 10 with 30.2 seconds to go. Brendan Winningham in at the quarterback. Trips to the right side, two to the left, empty backfield. Here's the snap to the quarterback. Has some time. Now scrambles away, looking, keeps it himself. Gets out of bounds near midfield. And we'll wait to see where they mark the ball. Very close to midfield. In fact, into Casey territory. We have a nice spot there.
Well, I'll say. 9-yard gain.
He is at the Casey 48 with 24.2 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Second down and two. Trips to the right side. Back offset is Beeman to the left of the right of the quarterback. Winningham rolling right side, wanting to throw to the side. The pass is caught. Caught out of bounds at the 42-yard line. A first down. I think that was Parkman on the catch out there. Indeed it was. Number one for the Indians, the 6-foot, 185-pound senior. So the Indians are at the 42, the KZ 42, 18.1 seconds to go here in the first half. So the Indians have moved into KZ territory, trailing 7-0 here. Mainly been the feet of Brendan Winningham that has given the Indians this. That was a nice pass there, a nice catch by Parkman. Two split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the left side of the Indian quarterback. Now a man in motion is Parkman to the right side. He sets up and it's now trips. And here Winningham wanting to throw, looking to the sidelines and throws it out of bounds. Incomplete. 11.4 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Now you got to start taking shots.
Yeah, absolutely. Time to take, one or two shots to the end zone now if you can throw the ball that far.
You have two timeouts left. Take some shots downfield here. Provided somebody's open, of course. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two split to the left. And two split to the right. Back offset. The right side. Spread formation. Brendan Winningham in there at the quarterback. Throws now to the left side. The pass is caught by Parkman. Makes the catch. And he is down. And lost yardage there. And the Indians call a timeout. We're going to hold it right here. So the Indians threw to the sideline to Parkman there, but he was well covered and wrapped up, and they lost a lot of time there. In fact,
We don't know how much time's left because they're running the timeout clock. I think it is about 4.5 seconds to go. I saw up on the scoreboard.
Okay,
but basically time for one play. So you've either got to throw the ball into the end zone or do something tricky and maybe one of the old flea flicker type plays where you catch the ball and lateral it to someone running by who might have an open field and be able to run into the end zone.
That would be interesting, to say the least. Yeah, you got to take shots down the field. I don't understand. I mean, you're in midfield. Take some shots. Somebody's got to be open, though, but, you know, you're not going to dink and dunk your way with less than a minute to go in the first half down the field. Maybe we'll get a pass interference penalty. We'll see. Trips to the right side, and two men split to the left, empty backfield. That's what the Indians want to do here. Four-man defensive front for the Warriors. And Winningham wanting to throw, under pressure, rolls out right side. Rolling, and the pass is out of bounds. Incomplete, nobody open. Unfortunately, and the first half comes to an end. So the first half has come to an end from the Toyota Bashuku press box here at Edlobe Field. We're at halftime, and on the People's State Bank scoreboard, score reads KZ 7, Lawrenceville nothing. We're back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. It's coming up in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Your stress-free radio station. This is Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes, a DLC Media radio station.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is a friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting.
and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Back here at Antelope Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrence Valley in football on the Light 103, the Indians trail, the KZ Westfield Warriors by a score of 7-0. And we're here at halftime as the homecoming king and queen and the candidates being introduced here. Again, congratulations to Blaine Winningham and Macy Bowsley, the homecoming king and queen. They were coronated here on this field yesterday and introduced to the crowd along with the other candidates. Indians trail it by a score of 7-0. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial halftime report. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Bill, one play is the difference in this game.
Yeah, the Thor Sapina caught the 88-yard touchdown pass. Again, Steve, they were backed up to the own 12-yard line, had second and long. Down Stepina out there in the flat. There was an Indian defender right there. I'm pretty sure the Indian defender got his hand on that ball. Somehow didn't come up with it, went off his hands right into the arms of Stepina in stride. Went to Westfield away for a touchdown. It was a one-play drive, took 9 seconds, covered 88 yards, happened with 5:46 to play in the second quarter. Britton booted the extra point, made the score 7-0, and that's the only scoring here in the first half. The Indians haven't done much. They've got 60 yards on the ground, and 57 through the air, so that's 117 total yards, somewhere in that neighborhood for Lawrenceville. Casey's not got a lot either, although they did get 88 yards on the pass play. Casey has 103 through the air and actually only 4 yards rushing. They had the big 20-yard loss that cut into their rushing total. So 107 yards total offense for Casey. Casey has four first downs. The Indians have nine first downs. Big thing, really, that's keeping Casey from leading this game by at least another touchdown is the Warriors have been really hurt by the penalties. They've got nine penalties for 70 yards. The Indians have been penalized just once for 5 yards. Turnovers, there's been a couple. Brenton threw an interception for Casey, and Brennan Winningham threw an interception for the Indians. Lawrenceville has had the ball 6 times in the first half, Steve, and their possessions have gone punt, interception, punt, turned it over on downs, fumbled it away. They have 2 turnovers this half. There was the fumbling loss, and then it became halftime. On Casey's possessions, punted the first 2 times and had the ball. 3rd time was the interception. 4th time, Casey had the ball and scored the touchdown. And then Casey did punt the ball away on its 5th possession of the half, just right before halftime here, before the Indians were able to move the ball onto the Casey half of the field, but not really able to seriously threaten the goal line. In fact, Lawrenceville has not seriously threatened the goal line all game, nor has Casey, with the exception of the one play.
So we're here at halftime, and a score again, 7-0 Casey on top here. Indians in another game here, another tight game. Lost a tight game last week, still in this game, still with another half to play. We'll be back and talk more about this contest on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here at halftime. It is KZ Westfield 7 and the Lawrenceville Indians nothing. Halftime here, homecoming 2019, the Marching Indians entertaining this crowd here at Loeb Field on this Saturday afternoon. Again, this is a Hall of Fame weekend here in Lawrenceville. The LHS Hall of Sports Hall of Fame, in conjunction with homecoming, will have the induction of the 2019 class. That'll be coming up this evening at 6 at the Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium. Social hour at 6, and the inductions themselves at 7 o'clock. My partner Bill Richardson is on the Hall of Fame committee, Bill, and another class going in, class of 2019.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this class, Steve. There's 3 quality individuals and a couple of outstanding teams. Individually, Marty Bootman, class of 1969, a good all-around athlete. Marty's not going to be able to make it. He's not here, but his brother Charlie is going to give his induction speech. Chance Felling, the great quarterback, Lawrenceville High School, mid-80s, is going to be here. Look forward to hearing what Chance has to say. When he was quarterback, Steve, at that point in time in that area, teams were still ground and pounding, you know, line up in the power eye and 3 yards in a cloud of dust, try to run the ball down your throat. Well, when Chance showed up, now the Indians kind of changed their philosophy. Coach Reedy was kind of innovative, and they started throwing the ball all over the field, and ended up scoring a lot of points and win a lot of football games. So it's going to be interesting to hear from Chance Felling tonight. And then Sammy Parker, one of the all-time great Indian wrestlers, is going to be inducted tonight. Sam went to Champaign in the state finals all 4 years. He wrestled for the Indians, ended up wrestling at the JUCO level, then at the NCAA wrestling level for Southern Illinois at Edwardsville, and then he coached the Indians for 6 years, so Sam's going to be inducted. The 1978 wrestling team, you probably know some of them guys. There was 9 guys on that team qualified for the state finals. They didn't lose a dual meet. They didn't lose a tournament. They won the NEC tournament, the regional tournament, the sectional tournament, and advanced 9 guys to Champaign for the state finals. That was one of the first teams Jim Dunn coached. And I know I talked to Jim earlier this morning, and he's really looking forward to tonight. Those guys are all going to be back for the reunion. It's going to be a good time. And then finally, the 1952 Lawrenceville Township High School basketball team got off to a slow start that year, but ended up caught fire, won a lot of games. They won the sectional. Won the regional, won the sectional. There were 16 teams in the state finals at that time, just one tournament. They got to Champaign and beat a Madison team, and then eventually fell to one of the most storied teams in Illinois history, the Hebron Giants of 1952. A school of less than 100 students won the state championship, kind of like Illinois' version of Hoosiers. They beat the Indians in the quarterfinals that year, and a couple of those guys at least. I know Robert K. Gosnell's going to be back, and John Brooks is going to be here. Both those guys are in the Hall of Fame. In fact, I think all 5 starters from that team are in the Hall of Fame as individuals. So looking forward to hearing what they have to say tonight, too. It's going to be a good time.
6 o'clock is when it starts. That's a social hour, and then the induction's at 7 o'clock. And people can still come in, come and go to it, can't they?
Sure, yeah. They'll be taking tickets, selling tickets at the door for $10.
All right. And the Hall of Fame, you and your group, you fund scholarships with the money?
Yeah, I was trying to come up with an exact total, Steve. We've been doing this since 2004. I know we're up over $30,000. And we've given away scholarships, and we've done some other things. We bought the flagpole here at the football field, and we collected money to refurbish the 4 state championship team pictures that hang in the gym. And then, yeah, we've given out at least $1,000 worth of scholarships every year, sometimes more than that. And scholarship winners have all been deserving. They're all good kids. And last year's winners were Maisie Organ, who is now majoring in agriculture. She's a freshman at the University of Illinois. And Zeth Stallings, he was a wrestler in high school. Zeth was a scholarship winner, and if he's not left already, he's going to be leaving real soon. He's going to be in the United States Marine Corps, so we're real proud of Zeth Stallings as well.
All right, that again, that's at 6 o'clock tonight at the Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, the 2019 Lawrenceville High School Sports Hall of Fame class. That has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Bill and I have come back, talk about the second half. We'll run over the scores from last night and more. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. visit psbnewton.com.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work, and my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, homecoming 2019. Lawrenceville Indians trail the KZ Westview Warriors 7-0. Glad you're with us here on this Saturday afternoon. As we mentioned earlier, this is a Saturday afternoon contest. Red Hill Salukis winning over the oblong Hudsonville Panthers.
Are they Panthers?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are winning that contest. Don't have a final score there yet, but that game should be nearing its conclusion. Last night in the league, it was Paris rolling over Marshall by a score of 34-0. Also, it was Richland County over Flora, 33-14. And the best game of the night in overtime, it was Newton over Robinson, 15-14. A couple of other scores from the area, Edwards County over Christopher Ziegler Royalton, 47-18. Fairfield, a winner over Hamilton County, 40-0. We mentioned that Robinson-Newton score, 15-14 in overtime. Bill and I will be at Crosley Field in Robinson next week as the Indians head to Robinson to face the Maroons after they lost that tight game 15-14 last night. Indian football, by the way, is brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and by Citizens National Bank of Albion, your bank for a lifetime. After the action, 40-0 the final, we understand, in that game, the Salukis winning. So congratulations to Billy Gray and the Salukis. They are off the schneid with regard to wins. They had their win. Again, 40-0 over the oblong Palestine-Hudsonville Panthers at Bridgeport. We mentioned last night all those scores. So looking at the scores today, the standings today in the LIC, only with that win, still undefeated. Boy, Tigers are having an outstanding year. They're now 5-0. Flora lost, of course, so they're now at 4-2.
Yeah, only is actually 5-1, Steve. It lost that non-conference game against Mount Carmel.
They've
been rolling along.
They're 5-1. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at the conference schedule here. I'm this conference standings here. 5-1. And so they, Flora, Paris, and Newton, actually only Flora and Paris are all leaders in the league heading into the final three games of the year.
Isn't that something? It would come down to only against Paris had the Indians not upset the apple cart there. People still talking about that game 3 or 4 weeks ago where Lawrenceville scored 2 touchdowns in the last 6.5 minutes and knocked off the previous year's LIC champion. And the Indians just can't seem to get over the hump since then. This will be the fourth game they played since then, and they've had the lead every game but this one and just haven't been able to hold on to it. Game we're riding this game, too, and I expect Lawrenceville to the rest of the season. It'll be 50-50 kind of games, Maybe they can come out on top in a couple of them. We got, Robinson, Red Hill, and then we go to Trenton Westland to close it out.
Final game of the regular season on the road at Trenton Westland. Both ball clubs back out on the field. We'll be ready for the second half coming up in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian football on Live 103 Sports.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambaugh Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambaugh Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbraughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambaugh Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Well, the Dobson deal is a bad deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a bad deal.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jill Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103, the homecoming game. Still tight here at the half. KZ 7 and the Indians nothing. An 88-yard touchdown pass by the Warriors has them on top here. They'll have the ball to begin the second half. Leading 7 to nothing, trying to get to the 500 mark, 2 and 3. The Indians at 1 and 4. Well, Bill, it'll be interesting to see what happens here in the second half. KZ showed in the first half they were willing to change things up, going a little wildcat with Stepina in there at the quarterback instead of Brenton. The Indians bringing Brendan Winningham off the bench, mainly to pass the ball. We didn't expect him to play. So both these coaches pulling out all stops, trying to get a W.
Yeah, and again, there's really not been... You know, Casey's scoring drive covered one play, 88 yards. There's not been a march down the field all day.
Here's the kick, a line drive, and taken at about the 32-yard line by the up man, and his knee was down when he made the reception. So Casey will go first and 10 from the 32, their own 32, to start the second half. Glad you're with us. Again, another tight game for the Tribe here. As we mentioned before, they've lost last week by 8. See what the Warriors want to do here. Looks like they have a quarterback up under center. That's Brenton, and he gives up the middle to the running back, number 34 there. That was Nate Foudy, 5'11", 180-pound senior with the carry. He picked up about 5 on first down. It'll be second down and 5 for the Warriors. The Indian 37-yard line, or their own 37, I should say.
Well, Steve Washburn came into this game for KZ as the leading rusher in the league. He had 652 yards, and he's been held to about, he's been held to 9 yards here in the first half.
Spread formation and flags fly. And legal procedure against Casey. Boy, they have really racked up those penalty yards here today, especially that penalty there, illegal procedure.
Yeah, they seems like most of the penalties they've got have been that. That is their 9th penalty, 75 yards. And negated that 5-yard run on first down. It's going to be 2nd and 10 now from the 32.
Second down for the Warriors. They send a single man to the left side. Single man to the right. Spread formation. Aiden Brenton at the quarterback. Fakes, throws, pass is caught across the middle at the 40-yard line. And a nice catch there made in traffic by Washburn, I believe. That was him, number 11. The 5'10", 180-pound senior running back. Yeah, Aiden's done a good job of bottling him up. We'll have to try to keep that third down and short here. Third down and a long two for the Warriors. Actually, just one. Here's a give up the middle and a first down run there as the back powers forward across the 45, close to midfield. The powerful run there by Foudy. He kept the legs churning and moved the pile back for a first down near midfield at the 48-yard line. First down for the Warriors. Their own 48-yard line. First possession of the second half. It's in men split left and right. High formation in the backfield. Here's a give to the first man through. Foudy getting a steady diet of work here. And he's across midfield into Indian territory to the 46-47-yard line. Will be gain of about 5 or 6.
It'll be second and 4.
Yeah, 6-yard gain. So second down and 4 at the 46-yard line, I should say. 9:20 to go here in the third quarter play. Warriors with the ball, first possession of the second half. Man in motion to the left side, and here's a flag again. Well, Casey just cannot get it underway with regard to that motion play. And that moves the back 5 inside the 50-yard line to their own territory, the 49.
Coaching staff just has to be livid.
No doubt.
Even if they win this game, it might not be a pleasant ride home if this keeps up.
All right. Spread formation again. Now man in motion to the left side. And here he is, quarterback Brent, wanting to throw. Pass is caught. Caught for a first down.
That's Delapi again.
Delap with the catch. Dawson Delap, 5'11", 175-pound junior. And he picks up a first down inside the 45 down to the Indian 42-yard line.
It's coming back, though, Steve. There's a flag down in the field. It's going to be holding. Oh, it's a legal motion against Casey. I'll be darned.
So that wipes out that nice catch.
I'm running out of space on the penalty yardage.
So the Delap reception is wiped out. Second down and long.
Back to their own 44.
8:34 to go here in the third quarter. 7-0 still the score. Casey on top. Indian defense needs to come up with a turnover here. Here is quarterback Brenton under center, gives up the middle, and the running back is snowed under. Foudy this time could not find any running room as he is knocked down there by the Indian defense. Barkman and others were in there for the Indians on that defensive unit. Third down and long, third and 12. He's like to stop him here. Get off the field. Trips to the right side. Single man to the left side. Spread formation for Aiden Brenton at the quarterback. Wants to throw. Throws left side. And the pass is incomplete. Incomplete. And the fans hollering over across the way for some interference. But no call made. Skylar Toole over there on the coverage for the Indians.
I think the receiver on that play tried to create the interference by running into the defender and didn't work out.
Fourth down, and it's Casey will punt. Indians send two men back deep, Parkman and Blaine Winningham. They're both back at about the 20-yard line to receive this kick. Here's a kick, a high boot. Wind knocks it down a bit. It heads toward the sideline, takes an Indian bounce, and will go out of bounds. Let's see where they mark it over across the way. It looks like at the 26-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Indians at their own 26. Despite that good bounce, still a pretty good punt. Indians deep in their own territory. First offensive possession of the second half with 7:27 to go here in the third quarter. Indians a play away from getting back in this game, trailing 7-0, even taking a lead. And of course, they go for two should they score. Let's see what they want to do here on offense. Looks like Brendan Winningham is in there at the quarterback to start the second half. He wants to throw. Looks right now. Rolling to the left side. Flag on the play. He heads for out of bounds. And he's out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Hold against the Indians on the play.
Bronx cheer coming up from the KZ sidelines. That is just Lawrenceville's second penalty, and they've been penalized more than 10 times. So you might see where they're coming from on that one.
Once again, nobody opened downfield for Winningham, so he had to bring it down and run. And Indians are not going to make a living with their quarterback running the football here in this game, even though they trail by only 7-0, 7:19 to go here in the third quarter play. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset, Beeman to the left side of quarterback Brennan Winningham. Gives now to Beeman. He has some room, and he's across the 15, dives forward, close to the 20-yard line. It'll be second down and long from there. Indians have to get all the way up to the 36, their own 36 for a first down, thanks to that holding penalty. 6:57 to go here in the third quarter. Two split to the left. Single man to the left side. Two split to the right. Back offset to the right. Spread formation. Winningham wanting to throw. Pumps. Now looks, throws, and throws it away to the sidelines. Incomplete. And he just cannot find anybody open. Downfield. The KZ pass coverage has done a good job here on the Indian wideouts. But still, you have to find a way to move the football if you're going to pass. Short routes, maybe, instead of long routes.
Well, it just seems like he's always on the run, when he does drop back.
Spread formation, back offset to the right side. Winningham rolling to the right side. Throws, pass is caught, I think. Yep, caught by Parkman. Across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. However, it's fourth down.
Got to punt this one.
Yep. So they need to be forced to punt. Then Warriors should get some good field position out of this punt. Jordan Jones back there to kick it away.
He's had punts today of 35 and 53 yards. Let's hope he gets off another long one, although the wind's been a little bit tricky lately.
It's kind of died down here at the moment. Here's a high snap to him. He gets it away, a high kick, and it takes an Indian bounce and picked up at the 35-yard line, 40, 45, midfield, and down he goes for right there. Damon Parkman making the stop there on the return man. That's Thoris Tapina, the 5'10", 170-pound sophomore. But he got good field position to midfield. And out kicked to coverage there a little bit. But a sure tackle made by Parkman. And the Indian defense back on the field again. Need a turnover. Something good to happen. And they've had an interception in this game. Parkman came up with that in the first half. Casey also with a pick and also a fumble recovery. Here is Britton under center. Fakes, wants to roll, throw, looking to throw. Now keeps it himself, knocked out of bounds. Inside Indian territory. He was in Indian territory. Now knocked out of bounds right in front of the Indian bench at about the 45. Picked up about four. It'll be second down and six. at the Indian 45-yard line. Beeman, among others, in there on the stop for the Indians. Second down and six. Clock moves here in the third quarter. Not moving now on the out of bounds. 6:08 to go here in the third quarter. 7-0 still, Casey. Quarterback up under center. Almost lost the football, and down he goes. Sacked in there. Sacked as Brenton is sacked by the Indian defense. A loss of yardage there. Set up third down and long. Bryce Bedwell on the stop for the Indians. Bedwell's been a solid defender for the Tribe all year long. Number 56, a 6-foot, 190-pound sophomore. Third down and long. See if the Indian defense can come up with another stop here. Man split to the left side, two split to the right, back offset to the left side. And here's the Wildcat formation. Pass is dropped. Dropped in the flat as Stupina, A.J. Stupina, was in there. His pass was dropped out there by Colin Branson. Incomplete. And fourth down, and Casey will kick. And the Indians again have stopped him and will get the ball back. But the Indians have not shown the ability here lately to do anything on offense. Blaine Winningham and Damon Parkman are back to receive this kick. Both are back at about their own 15-yard line. Here is the kick, and it's off the side of the foot, heading out of bounds, takes an Indian bounce, and it'll go out of bounds at the 38-yard line. So the Indians with fairly decent field position at their own 38-yard line for this drive coming up here. 5:11 to go in the third quarter play, still 7-0. Casey on top.
Not a good punt at all, just 12 yards on that one. Indians going to have decent field position with 5:11 to go here in the third period.
See what the Indian offense can do here. Single man to, actually two split to the right side, two split to the left, spread formation, back offset. Here's a give to Beeman off the left side. He's to the 45, dives forward, close to the first down, sticks at midfield. Christian Beeman off the right side of the offensive line, and very, very close to a first down run.
Give him nine.
Picked up nine, second down and one. Just short of midfield at the Indian 47-yard line. Second down and one from there. 4:38 to go here. The clock moving in the third quarter. Still 7-0. Casey, spread formation, back offset. Is Beeman. Here's Blaine Winningham throwing across the middle. The pass is incomplete. Tipped away from the intended receiver. I think that was Jones going across the middle there. The tall ball tipped away on a slant pass across the middle.
No, the Indians are going to go for it on fourth down if they don't get it here on third, just because the way they've had trouble picking up yardage here in the first half. So we've got two chances to get a yard here to keep this drive alive.
Third down and one as the sun is now behind the clouds here at Loeb Field. Two split to the left, two split to the right, back offset. Here is a give to Beeman. He has the first down, and he's into Casey territory. Carries tacklers all the way to the 45-yard line. Good hard running off the right side by Christian Beeman. Now we have a flag, a late flag after the play. And we'll see what that's all about. First down run there by Beeman. We'll wait and see what it's all about. Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Warriors. So that'll add to the total for the Indians.
12 penalties now on Casey for an even 100 yards.
Ball marked at the Casey 31-yard line. First and 10 for the Indians. One of their best field position drives of the afternoon. See if they can come up with some points here. Two split to the left and two split to the right. Beeman offset to the right side of the quarterback. Spread formation. That's Brendan Winningham. Back to throw. Looks. Now rolls right side. Under pressure. Falls down. And a flag on the play.
Might be two flags.
Hold against the Indians.
Casey's going to turn the penalty down.
And wait and see here.
No, they're going to mark it off from the spot of the foul. Going to put the Indians in terrible, terrible. They're almost out to midfield. Terrible field position.
Yeah, that holding penalty really hurts. And again, the Indians have been a penalty-ridden ball club all year long.
So they were at the 31, and now they're at the 48. And it's first and 27, according to the scoreboard, at the 48.
4:11 to go here in the third quarter. Spread formation. Brendan Winningham at the quarterback, wanting to throw. The pass is caught, bought by Blaine Winningham. He's crossed the 40, dives to the 39-yard line. Short gain there. Gets some of that yardage back, but still a long way to go. Second down and 18 from the 39-yard line of Casey for the Indians. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation. Here is Winningham wanting to throw. Now under pressure, scrambling to the left side, throwing the ball away and out of bounds. So another incomplete pass. Again, the Indians' passing game has not been effective here today.
Yeah, I know Coach is going to be tempted to go for it here, but I would consider punting the ball away. Jordan Jones has done a really good job punting today. He's had punts of 35, 53, and 43 yards. So as opposed to going for it on 4th and 15 or whatever, I think that might be a good option. Here we go.
Man in motion is Parkman, and a flag on the play. And this is going to be a illegal procedure against the Indians. So another penalty in this game against the Indians. That'll make it third down even longer. Back to the...
Yeah, it's third and 23 from the 44. They started this. They advanced as far as the 31-yard line. Now they're back to the 44, third and 23.
Third down and long for the Tribe. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation, back offset to the right side. Winningham wanting to throw, throws across the middle, pass is caught, diving catch made, nicely done inside the 25. I think that was...
Is it Jones?
I think that was Blaine Winningham on the catch. No, Eli Ivers
on the
catch, yeah. Couldn't see his number there for a while. So nice catch there.
Fourth and four now, they picked up... good distance on that play, and there's no doubt about it now they're going to go for it.
The 25-yard line is where the ball is now. Fourth down. So the Indians in a good position here to try to pick up this fourth down play. Four-man front. Here they come. Winningham wanting to throw. Under pressure. Trying to get to the outside. Going to be hit and sacked. Hit and sacked. All the way back to the 31-yard line by the Warriors, and they'll take over on downs. So that drive comes to a halt on a fourth down play, pass play, and Casey takes over at the 32-yard line. So it still remains 7-0, 2:42 to go here in the third quarter play. And the Indians trailing 7-0. One long pass play difference in this game, an 88-yarder for a score in the first half. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right side. Stepina in there at the Wildcat position. He has split time with Brenton. Here he keeps it himself off the left side. Up the middle he goes, burrowing forward for good yardage, close to the 40-yard line. Picked up about... seven. Ryan Schultz on the stop for the Tribe. He's a 6'2", 225-pound sophomore, number 70 for the Indians, but a 7-yard pickup on first down. Second down and 3. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. 7-0 Casey. Three split to the left, and now some confusion on the sidelines, and we have a timeout. An Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box. People's State Bank scoreboard reads 7-0 Casey over the Indians. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson back here at Edlobe Field. Third quarter action. Casey Westfield 7, Lawrenceville Indians nothing. Indians have just turned the ball over on downs after driving inside of Casey territory. And now the Warriors with the ball facing a second down and short. Second at about 3 at the 39-yard line, their own 39 for the Warriors again, trying to get to the 500 mark at 2-3. Indians at 1-4. Spread formation, Stepina in there at the Wildcat, and gives now to Washburn. He is off of one man, off two men, 45, and inside the 40 of the Indians, inside the 45 of the Indians, close to the 40-yard line. And it'll be a first down run. Well, that's the best run, one of the best runs Washburn's had all day.
Yeah, easily his best run of the night. 18 yards on that carry, and he's got but 27 in the game.
He broke a couple of tackles and then got ahead of steam up and rolled down to the Indian 43. Well, it'll be first down from there. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right side, back offset to the left side. That's Washburn. Stepina in there at the Wildcat. And this time the Indians knock him down. Down he goes in the backfield. Stepina was knocked in, and the back was knocked into the quarterback, Stepina, as he tried to make the handoff. That's how quick the Indian defensive line was in there to make the stop. Lost yardage there. Second down. And about 14. 4-yard loss on that play. Man split to the left side. Two men split to the right. Back offset to the left side of the quarterback. That's Stepina, E.J. Stepina in the Wildcat. Now a sideline route and a good run. 30, 20. Down out of bounds is the running back. That is Colin Branson, number 22. With the carry, Branson, a 5'11", 170-pound junior, and Casey breaks a run. And now they're inside the red zone of the Indians. They're at the 15-yard line with a first down. This Indian defense has been on the field an awful lot here in this third quarter, with 44 seconds to go in it. And Casey, first and 10 at the Indian 15-yard line. Again, the Wildcat formation. Here is Stepina keeping himself up the middle. He goes to the 10-yard line, picked up about 5 on first down. Now Casey starting to reel off big chunks of yardage on the running game.
Well, Casey may not run another play this quarter, and that'd be good maybe to give the Indians a little bit of a chance to regroup.
Second down and 5, and they're not going to run a play, perhaps. 20 on the play clock. They don't have to if they don't desire. It looks like they're not. The offense heads to the sidelines to talk things over with head coach Jay Bonner. So from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, People's State Bank scoreboard after three quarters reads KZ 7 and Lawrenceville nothing, with the Warriors threatening heading into the fourth quarter. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, But what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian Football on Light 103, brought your way by Leggett Lumber, 807 East Chestnut Street in Bridgeport, and by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank. KZ with the ball, second down and five. Here's a give to the running back burrowing up the middle. That is Washburn, and he spins inside the five down close to the four-yard line. It'll be a first down, first and goal from the four. So Washburn with the carry there, and he sets the Warriors up in good shape. First and goal from the four. Four cracks at it with 11:36 to go in the game, leading 7-0. This time they go three backs in the backfield. They give to Washburn. Up the middle he goes into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown, Casey. Three-yard touchdown run. They mark the ball at the three, a three-yard run by Washburn. And that makes the task even harder for the Indian offense as they fall behind now 13-0 with the extra point attempt coming up here by the Warriors. The extra point kick by Austin Schumacher.
Schumacher sets to attempt the extra point.
Here is the extra point attempt. Snap back, ball down, kick is up, kick is high, and the kick is good. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard now, 11:27 to go in the game. It's KZ 14, Lawrenceville nothing. Back with the Warrior kickoff in a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
11:27 to go in the game here at Edlow Field. Homecoming 2019, KZ 14, Indians nothing. The Warriors just scoring. Three-yard run by Washburn. They're ready to kick off. Indians with two men back deep. Here is a high end-over-end kick and taken. Oh, it goes into the end zone and out of the end zone for a touchback. So the Indians have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So now the Indians trail by two scores.
Yeah, the Indians have had the ball eight times tonight. Haven't really come close to scoring on any of them, so they got to find some magic here. Maybe move the ball down the field in some chunks, get a touchdown to get back into the game. You know, they were two touchdowns against Paris with a lot less time remaining than this just a few weeks ago. So all's not lost.
11:27 to go. And the Indian offense has been challenged by the KZ defense here. They've shut them out thus far. Let's see what happens here on this drive. Spread formation. Brendan Winningham in there at the quarterback. Backs offset to the left and right of the Indian quarterback. Looks to the right. Now throws to... Looks to the left, then throws to the right. And the pass is incomplete. Poor pass at the feet of the Indian running back, Beeman. So it's second down and 10. play coming in from the sideline from head coach Travis Ryder and his Indian coaching staff. 11:24 to go in the game. The clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Two men split to the left. Two split to the right. Back offset to the right side of the Indian quarterback. Throws to the side. Pass is caught out there. Caught for a short gain to the 20-yard line. If any gain at all. Maybe one. Yep. Third down and 9. Caught that pass out there for
the
Indians.
Is that Blaine Winningham?
Ivers again. Okay. Eli Ivers is a 6'2", 270-pound senior for the Tribe. Third down and 9. Spread formation, back offset to the left side. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Here's a give to the running back, borrowing forward. That was Beeman. And he is close to the 25-yard line. Fourth down. And fourth down and 6, and the Indians will have to kick it away. So the Indians do nothing on offense, and they'll have to give the ball back to Casey. With 10:20 to go in the game and the clock moving, and the Warriors leading by a 14-0 score. Single man back deep for the Warriors is Thoris Tapina. Jordan Jones ready to kick it away. Snap to him is high. And he fakes. Heading, trying to get to the first down. Sticks. I don't think he got there. He had to get to the 30-yard line. He's going to come up short. Very, very close. They mark him at the 29. He's a yard short, so Casey has it. At the 29-yard line, they were a yard away from getting a first down. And now they turn the ball over. And the Warriors already leading 14-0 with excellent field position here to start this drive. And a touchdown here would thoroughly cement this game. This time, ends are in tight. Full house backfield. Give to Washburn off the right side. He burrows forward down to about the 25-yard line. Picked up about 3 or 4 yards. It'll be second down. He picked up 4. Second down and 6. Beeman and Winningham with the stops for the Indian defense. 9:35 to go in the game. 14-0 Casey. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. This time the Warriors have everybody in tight. And going to just run the ball down the Indians' throats. Washburn up the middle, and he's wrapped up and knocked down for no gain. In there for the Indians was Jordan Jones, among others. Stopped him for no gain, third down and long. Need a turnover here, Bill. Something that's sparked the crowd, sparked this Indian ball club.
You wonder what's going to happen on fourth down.
Third down play here. Again, ends in tight. And they fake. One to throw, and the pass is caught. Caught for a first down to the 15-yard line. Little rollout pass to the left side. Jackson Hills with the reception. The 6'3", 190-pound sophomore with the reception. They move the sticks. A little deception there. Fake to the running back, and then roll out to the left side. A little nice little pitch and catch to the tight end, Hills, and a first down for the Warriors at the 18-yard line. Well, they call it the 17, so first and 10 from the 17 with 8:10 to go in the game. Warriors on top 14-0, looking for another score here. Again, ends in tight. Quarterback is Aiden Brenton up under center. Gives to Washburn. He skips inside the 15. Down to about the 14-yard line. Picked up about 3 or 4, second down. Warriors in no hurry here. The clock is in their favor, and the scoreboard also in their favor at 14-0. Second down. Second down and about 6. Again, ends in tight. Full house backfield for the Warriors. Aiden Brenton under center for the Warriors. Gives to the third man through Washburn. He is wrapped up and knocked down. And a flag on the play. We'll see what that is. It might be a horse collar tackle there. Wait and see, though. Might be a face mask, too, in there. Wait and see. No indication for the official yet as to the penalty.
Somebody hit him up around the head.
Yeah.
Got a
personal foul, face mask against the Indians. That'll move the ball inside the five. Well, let's call it the five-yard line. So it'll be first and goal for Casey from the five with 7 minutes to go in the game. The Warriors knocking on the door again in the red zone here. Again, the ends in tight. Full house backfield. Britton up under center. Gives to the first man through this time, and he's knocked down. That was Fowdy. I think Fowdy, full back. And he's down to the four-yard line, second down and goal. 6:40 to go in the game.
Casey probably doesn't care so much about scoring as it does just want to run a lot of time off the clock right now.
They'd like to do both, and they're doing both here. Trying to do both here, I should say. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Again, ends in tight. Louse backfield, Brenton under center. Gives to Washburn off the left side. He is going to be short of the end zone at about the two. So it'll be third down and goal. So the Indians not making it easy as he's to the two. It'll be third down and goal from there. And again, the clock continues to move with 5:57 to go in the game. Casey leading 14 to nothing.
I'd bet you dollars to donuts, Steve. If Casey doesn't get in the end zone on this play, we're going to see our first field goal of the season in an Indians game.
Think? We'll find out momentarily. Third down. Again, ends in tight. Full house backfield. Quarterback Aiden Brenton under center. Taking as much time as he can. Six on the play clock. And they give to Washburn, right side. He's down and not in the end zone. He's down at about the 1 or 2 yard line. So fourth down. And we'll see if they're going to kick a field goal, as Bill thinks they will.
Comes a whole bunch of different guys into the game.
We'll see.
Looks like 85's one of them.
Yep, they are going to kick a field goal.
How about that? A field goal in an Indians game. Very rare.
So in the kick is Austin Schumacher, the 6'1", 180-pound junior. Been good on the extra points today. Short field goal, snap back, ball down. The kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. So with 4:44 to go here in the
19-yard field
game, 19-yard field goal by Schumacher. Makes the lead 17 to nothing on the People's State Bank scoreboard. We're back with the Indian kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Loeb Field, KZ leading 17 to nothing after the field goal by Schumacher. He'll kick to restart this game. High end-over-end kick. Parkman will take it at about the 10-yard line. He's to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, to the 40, 45, 50, midfield. And he could go all the way. He will go all the way. Touchdown, Touchdown, Indians. There's your Spark. 4:30 to go, and Parkman scores. 90 yards?
90-yard kickoff return.
90-yard kickoff return. Indians needed something like that to happen, and it does. Damon Parkman took it right up the middle, skirted to the outside, got to the sidelines. One guy had a chance to bring him down by the shoulder pads, but he's able to shoulder him off and go for the touchdown. And so the Indians are on the board here. 17-6, they trail. 4:30 to go in the game. So an Indian score on a touchdown on a kickoff return, 90 yards by Parkman. With 4:30 to go in the game. And the Indians will go for two. Indians have no kicking game, so they have to go for two. Here with the in split to the left, two split to the right. Winningham wanting to throw. The pass is caught short of the goal line. Well, did he get in?
Yes.
Yeah, he did. Getting in was the for the two for the Indians. There was a flag on the play, however.
Okay.
So unsportsmanlike against Casey. So the 2 points counts. Indians score two. So now they're down by nine with 4:30 to go in the game. And, boy, that field goal really important as you look at the game now.
That was Jordan Jones, by the way, on the catch.
Jordan Jones on the catch. He stretched the ball into the end zone for the two. The People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box. It's now 17-8, KZ on top. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal.
Because of that penalty on the two-point conversion, Indians will kick off from the 45. Look for an onside kick here. Everybody anticipating it here. And here it is, a high boot, and it'll be caught. Fair catch was called for, and an Indian ran into.
Yeah, but a Casey guy picked the ball. The Casey guy, not it wasn't the man who called for the fair catch who grabbed the ball out of the air, and I think that might be illegal touching on Casey.
Well, the officials are going to talk it over here. Yeah, the guy who was calling for the fair catch did not make the catch, and a guy farther up who did not see him make the indication made the catch and then started to run with the ball. And then the flags flew, and so the officials are going to talk about it here.
There was a Lawrenceville player who hit the guy who called for the fair catch, but he wasn't the one who caught the football.
All right. It is on the Warriors. So it is an illegal.
Really,
illegal touching.
It was a high blooping kind of kick, and I thought it was a smart move on the kid to call for the fair catch. That way he could not be interfered with at all, but his teammate is the one who botched that up, I think.
But still, the important thing is that Casey still has the football.
Right.
So Indians did not have a chance to get it. You have to kick the ball on the ground. You just have to.
It's on the 30-yard line. Now, Steve, the last time Casey had the ball, it held on to it for 5 minutes and 12 seconds before it scored that touchdown. So if the Warriors can even do close to do that again, the game's going to essentially be over because there's only 4:30 left to play.
Indians have all three of their timeouts left. The defense has to come through here. That's all there is to it. They ball at the 20-yard line. And here's Stepina in there. He keeps the ball himself. Up the middle he goes, and he stopped right at the 20-yard line, so no gain. So the Indians stop him with 4:19 to go in the game. Second down and 10. No gain there. And the defense has to stop them or the game will essentially be over. The Indians again trail here by 9, 17-8 with 4 minutes to go in the game.
Now, if the Indians can stop them here on second down, they might think about burning one of those timeouts to save a little bit of clock.
Yep. Second down. They're not going to throw. The Indians are in tight. And an I formation in the backfield. Now a man in motion. And we have a flag on the play. Illegal procedure against the Warriors. That'll mark them back of some yards.
It's 120 yards in penalties today for the Warriors.
Quarterback Jay Bonner over there on the sideline is incredulous that there is this many penalties, illegal procedure penalties against his ball club. Quarterback is Aiden Brenton, sophomore, getting the play in from the sideline, the KZ sideline.
Of course, that stops the game clock, the play clock down to 20. KZ has, you know, it's still a two-possession game, so they're going to run the ball here.
Second down and long, man in motion, and now a flag on the play again.
This is almost comical. I mean, it really is.
And now a timeout wanted by the KZ head coach. 3:27 to go. It's an Amber All Federal Credit Union timeout. 3:27 to go. 17-8. KZ on top. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Back here at Loeb Field in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, Indians trailing by 9 here. KZ has hurt themselves with a couple of penalties here that have them second down and 20. The ball all the way back to the 10-yard line. Here's a pass out wide open in the flats. Is the running back misses a tackle. Now he has a first down at the 40-yard line. Warriors with a big, big play there. As able to gather it in was Nate Foudy out of the backfield. They faked and then rolled out. Caught Foudy in the flats. He ran away from a tackler, a missed tackle. And KZ with a big first down. That really, really hurts.
Yeah, that's their biggest, they had the 85-yard touchdown play. But other than that, that's their biggest pass play of the day. Going to keep the clock running. The Indians still have the timeouts, but that really puts a damper on things.
Yeah, 3 minutes to go in the game. The clock continues to move. 17-8. Again, ends in tight. Man in motion now to the right side. And here's a give up the middle and a big run there by Foudy again. And a first down run inside Indian territory all the way to the 42-yard line. Two big plays back-to-back here by the Warriors has them out of danger and into Indian territory with a chance to run out the clock here. 2:38 to go in the game. The Indians had them deep in their own territory and could not hold them. A couple of big plays here. Asim with a first down inside Indian territory. Man in motion. Here's a give now to Washburn up the middle, and he pounds down to the 40-yard line. With 2:10 to go in the game, and the Indians will burn a timeout, I think.
Yeah, they've stopped the clock.
The Indians stop the clock here. We'll hold it right here with 2:10 to go in the game. 17 to... 8. Well, couldn't stop them, Bill. I mean, that's simple matters. You had to stop them there on defense, and they came away with a big play, a big pass play to score, and broke a tackle, and have a first down.
I just think, that Casey showed a lot of guts by calling that pass play. I don't think anybody here in the in the ballpark, thought they were going to try to throw the ball there. I figured they would just try to run the ball up the gut a couple times, make Lawrenceville use a couple timeouts, punt the ball away. They're still leading by nine. There's no way Lawrenceville could win the game by scoring just one touchdown. But got to give Casey credit. It was a simple, easy pass. I don't think the Indians were prepared or looking for that at all, and the kid Fowdy ran it right up the sideline, got the first down, got another 17-yard run or something on the second play. So here we are, just over 2 minutes to play. The Indians still have two timeouts. It's second down and six, so the Indians could call a timeout for second down and call a timeout for third down. Maybe get the ball back with, I don't know, a minute 45 to go, but you still got to
stop him first.
And still got to score two touchdowns after that.
Got to stop him first of all. Here is give up the middle, and they're burrowing through. Is the running back. That is Fowdy again. And he is moving the sticks across the way. First down. 2:05 to go in the game, and the Indians will burn the timeout.
That's not a first down.
Nope, he's short by about a yard. Timeout on the field here. We'll hold it right here.
Now they are saying it's a first down.
Yeah, first down.
Okay.
So first down for the Warriors. Sticks across the way, still saying second down. The first down for the Warriors, and then Indians took that timeout down to one now with four, with time wasting away here.
Well, I just don't envision any scenario where they could even get the ball back.
It's going to be really hard. Ends in tight. Here's a give to the third man through. Washburn pounding forward. Dives inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. And the Indians will use a timeout here with a minute 59 to go in the game. Be second down and five. Got to have a turnover somehow, some way. Got to punch the ball away. Strip the ball away. Something. Boy, I just... Yeah, yeah, give the Warriors credit. That was a gutsy call, but still a broken tackle. You have to make the stop. You have to make plays.
Indians are out of timeouts now. It's going to be second and five at the 27, but...
First down here, and the game is over. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here at Ed Loeb Field, homecoming 2019. Another frustrating day at the football field for the Indians.
Yeah, nobody giving up, though, Steve. The band's still playing. The cheerleaders are still cheerleading. And the fans are still having a good time over there on the hill.
Warriors second down and five. Again, the ends in tight. Here is a give to the running back off the left side, wrapped up quickly. Wait for him to unplow there. That was Fowdy. Thank you, Fowdy. 5'11", 180-pound junior. Boy, he's been a weapon for the Warriors on a day when Storm Washburn was pretty well bottled up. Of course, the little league's leading rusher, you know he's going to be keyed on. Fowdy was able to come up with some big plays, no bigger than the last couple of plays when the Warriors were deep in their own territory. Third down and eight. Minute 19 to go in the game. Fowdy taking as much time as he can. Gives now to Washburn, and he is up the middle and has a first down inside the 10, and a flag flies. Might have been a face mask at the very end there. A first down for the Warriors inside the Indian 10. With a minute six to go in the game. That essentially does it.
Now let's see if Casey just goes into victory formation and sits on the ball, or if it tries to punch in another touchdown. I know in the past, Steve, under a former coach, when Casey was really good, they would have taken delight in scoring another touchdown here.
First and goal at the four. for the Warriors. Leading by a score of 17-8. The clock continues to move here. Indians can't stop it. 55 seconds to go. 10 seconds on the play clock. They hustle up to the line of scrimmage. And they are in the victory formation. They're just going to take a knee and run out the clock. Don't even have to run another play.
That'll be it.
The KZ Warriors are going to knock off the Indians, get to the 500 mark here, and send the Indians to another tough defeat as they'll fall to 1-5 on the campaign. KZ will get to 3-3. And spoil the Indian homecoming here, homecoming 2019. They'll hand the Indians their third consecutive loss. And the final score is going to be 17-8. So again, the Indians fall to 1-5. And that's also their conference mark. And Casey now is at 3-3. And that too is their conference mark on the season. So the Warriors come here and beat the Indians by a score of 17-8. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 17-8, the final. Bill and I are back with the post-game show coming up here momentarily. This is Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cole.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Any questions before your surgery?
Yeah, can you pass me my tablet? I want to quick do some banking.
Some banking?
Yeah, with my bank I can pay bills, transfer funds, even deposit checks. Anytime, anywhere.
So, no concerns?
Of course not. It's stress-free mobile banking.
Casey State Bank is mobily awesome. For a better way to bank, visit caseystatebank.com. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Member FDIC.
Yeah, Back here on the postgame show, the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington, Indiana postgame show. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here. KZ Westfield Warriors defeat the Lawrenceville Indians on homecoming day here at Loeb Field. They knock them off by a score of 17-8, dropping the Indians, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Dropping the Indians to 1-5. KZ improves to 3-3. We're here on the post-game show.
Quick look at the numbers, Steve.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Indians had 206 yards total offense. They had 123 on the ground, 83 in the air. I'm sorry, that's Casey. Casey had 123 on the ground, 83 in the air, 206 yards. Washburn was the conference's leading rusher coming in. He was held to 73 yards on 10 carries and had a touchdown. The Indians finished with 174 yards total offense. They had 84 on the ground. Christian Beeman led the way, 9 carries, 61 yards. Lawrenceville had 90 yards through the air. Again, 174 yards in total offense for Lawrenceville, 206 for Casey. Quick look at the scoring summary here before Coach makes his way to the booth. The first touchdown, the only touchdown in the opening half was on Thor Stepina's 88-yard pass. Austin Schumacher made the kick, and it was 7-0. Casey scored again. Storm Washburn on a 3-yard run with 11:21 to play in the third quarter. That wrapped up a 68-yard, six-play scoring march for the Warriors. Schumacher made the extra point. It was 14-0. Then a big play in the game with 4:44 to play in the final period. Casey was stopped near the goal line, but Schumacher booted a 19-yard field goal, the first field goal we've seen in a Lawrenceville game all season, gave Casey a 17-0 lead, meaning that Lawrenceville needed more than two scores to come back and win the game with just 4:40 to play. Would have been difficult to happen, but big highlight of the game for the Indians happened on the following kickoff. Damon Parkman took the ball at the 10, raced 90 yards down the right sideline for the Indians' only touchdown of the day. Jordan Jones caught the two-point pass from Brennan Winningham. Made the final score, Casey 17 and Lawrenceville 8. Another good ball game, but again, the Indians come up just short.
Coach Ryder making his way up to our broadcast position here on the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington post-game show. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, and we're joined by Indian head coach Travis Ryder. Well, Coach, another frustrating game. Just your thoughts on this.
Yeah, we were close. You know, 17-8, we had our chances, and we just didn't capitalize.
Just had to make a couple of plays, especially on defense there at the end. Had them pinned back deep, but they got away from you.
Yep. We missed some tackles on the outside, and, you know, that killed us.
Just talk about your overall effort in this game.
I can't fault the kids' effort. They're playing hard. We're just, you know, continually making little minor mistakes. And for us to get to that next level, we've got to get that cleaned up. You know, we've been talking about this for week after week after week, and, you know, we got to get it done.
Coach, we didn't think we'd see Brennan play here this week, but you got him in there. Talk about that decision.
Well, he played a little bit more than what we thought. We found out Thursday evening that he was cleared. And he practiced Thursday evening late, and then he got a full practice in on Friday, and then we allowed him to play today, but he was on a limited basis, and, you know, he played pretty well for what he's had for the last couple weeks.
Just couldn't get anything going consistently offensively here all afternoon.
No, we couldn't. You know, they were quite a bit bigger than us up front, and, you know, that was one of the things that hurt us.
But I still think that you did a good job on the league's leading rusher here today, the Washburn kid for Casey.
Yeah. Our kids play hard. You know, I mean, you know, we're undersized up front, but you can't fault their effort. I mean, they go hard on everything they do, and I couldn't be prouder of them for that. All of them, all the kids that we've got. You know, we got 27 kids in the program right now, and every one of them is doing a really good job. They're working their tails off.
Talk about the kickoff return. That seemed to electrify the crowd a little bit. It was good to see McParkman back, and he put a little bit of excitement into the stadium.
Parkman's a heck of an athlete. You know, Damon is an explosive player. You know, we had to move him to the line the first 4 weeks of the year, and then he got hurt and hasn't played. Last couple. So, you know, having him back out there made a huge difference for us. And, you know, he was able to get a seam. And he's the type of kid, you know, we want to get the ball in his hands as much as we can on the outside because he is explosive. You know, he can take it to the house every time he touches it. And that's, you know, that gives another added aspect to our offense. And, you know, we got to do a better job of getting the ball in his hands and Christian and Blaine's. And they took Blaine away tonight. I mean, you know, I got to tip my hat to Casey. They did a really good job on him.
Well, back to work against Robinson the next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, Indian head coach Travis Ryder. Again, the Indians lose here by a score of 17-8, fall to 1-5 again on the road at Robinson next week. We're back with the players of the game coming up in a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tune from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
All right, we're back here at Lowe Field. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Time now for our Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington Offensive Player of the Game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, I don't think there's any way you can give to anybody other than Damon Parkman today. Steve, he accounted for the only Lawrenceville touchdown. He returned a kickoff 90 yards, put Lawrenceville back in contention in this ball game late in the game, and Damon Parkman, Offensive Player of the Game.
All right, and the Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington, the Defensive Player of the Game. How about that?
Well, I think Braden Sherman was caused a lot of havoc there in the defensive line for the Indians tonight. I would give it to Braden Sherman.
All right, Braden Sherman, the Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited Player of the Game. Well, wish we had better news for you on this homecoming afternoon, but the Indians fall short, lose to the KZ Westfield Warriors by a score of 70-8 to draw up to 1-5. We're on the road next week, heading north to Crawford County to meet the Robinson Maroons. Be on the air next Friday night, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff, the Indians and the Robinson Maroons. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Bill, thanks for your help this afternoon.
Steve, always a good time, win or lose. Thanks to you and thanks to Bill back at the studio.
Yeah, Bill Schroeder, able producer-engineer back at the studio. His good work, thanks to him. And again, thanks to you for listening. Here on Homecoming 2019, it was KZ Westfield 17, the Lawrenceville Indians 8. Steve Anderson saying so long from Loeb Field.
This has been Lawrenceville Indians football and your Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103 WAKO. Lawrenceville Indians football has been brought to you by the Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku, Illinois, Wabash General Hospital, and People's State Bank. Lawrenceville Indians football can be heard all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting.